Here it is, a glorious and beautiful Lord's Day. There's a nip in the air. It's turned a little bit cooler as the seasons change, and it's a sign of God's power, of His creation, and His plans for the natural world as we go from season to season. Today's the first day of the week. We come together to worship God, to honor praise and adoration and love, and we express our kisses to God. We send kisses to God in our worship because He is worthy of worship, and it is good for us to worship. The weekend ended last night at midnight, you know. That was the end of the week. Today is the beginning of the week. Today is the week begin. Yesterday was the weekend. I know that's not the way our culture talks about it, but biblically speaking and according to the calendar, today is the week begin. We start our week with worshiping of God. I want to say one quick statement before we get into our study. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. And I would encourage anybody that might be harboring a grudge, anger, lack of forgiveness, to make that correction, because to be related to God, He extends His mercy and His forgiveness to us in Christ, and He then wants us to be the same way toward others. And so if you have something against somebody, go and talk to that person. If you know somebody has something against you, go and talk to that person and get things worked out, whatever that might be. This morning, we're going to talk about the home, but especially wives and husbands and the happy home. Now let me give credit where credit is due. Selma and I she's already finished reading the book. I'm still in the process of reading the book. A very interesting, a very good book called Love and Respect. Love and Respect. And it's talking from verses in Ephesians chapter 5 specifically, and I have used Colossians chapter 3 and talking about the relationship between husbands and wives. Now, whether you're married or single, doesn't matter, because there are things that we can learn from this, whether we are married or single. I have to say that I'm still working on these things, and I have a ways to go. I need to grow in these qualities as a man, as a Christian, as a husband, and I try to do my best to do the best that I can in this field. I want to read from Colossians chapter 3 and verses 18, 19 for us, and then we'll go to Ephesians as well. Wives, be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be embittered against them. Now turn over with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Verses 22 and following. Now, I'm not going to read that whole section because of time, because we're going to get into our study, and we're going to stress the last verse of chapter 5. But you notice this is that famous section of Scripture that talks about the relationship of husbands and wives. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. The husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, He Himself being the Savior of the body. And then come down to 25. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself up for her, that He might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. And then in verse 28, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church. Now come to verse 33. Nevertheless, let each individual among you also love his own wife, even as himself, and let the wife see to it that she respect her husband. The book that we are reading is an eye-opener for me, because it reveals something that Paul wrote 2,000 years ago, and yet they fit together and is a good discussion of marriage in a way and at a level in ways that I think are most helpful and most useful and most practical. We're going to talk about love and respect. The husband is instructed to love his wife. The wife is instructed to respect her husband. And we're going to see as we go through this study how these things tie together. All we can do this morning is scratch the surface. This really would be just an introductory lesson for much deeper studies and further studies on this. Men and women are different. Men and women are different. God built them that way. He created men and women different in important ways. And we're going to talk about why God instructs men to love their wives, and he instructs women to love their husbands. I mean, to respect their husbands. Wives. My first point here is wives, respect your husbands. There's a quote from the book that I read, and I'm going to, I'll give you the title here, Love and Respect by Dr. Emerson Eggerichs. And the subtitle to the book is, The Love She Most Desires and the Respect He Desperately Needs. Okay? The Love She Most Desires and the Respect He Desperately Needs. And I'm going to take us to the next part of this board here for our study. One of the quotes in his book is that the wife can fulfill her need to be loved by giving her husband what he needs, and that is respect. Again, reminding us that Paul said this in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. He says, husbands, love your wives, and wives, respect your husbands. Now, what is the relationship? How does that connect? What does that do? He tells each one with a very unique instruction, a different approach. One of the things that can be done by the wife is to come right out and say, I respect you. Not just through actions, which of course are necessary, but to come right out and say, I respect you. When you speak his language, he responds with what you want. Respect is an important part of the relationship between a husband and a wife. Here are the two primary issues we're going to look at here. For the wife, her primary need and desire is for love. That's her overriding desire and need is love. For the husband, for the man, his overriding need and desire is for respect. He knows you love him, but does he know you respect him? Remember, we're under the first point. Wives, comma, respect your husbands. He knows you love him, but does he know you respect him? Respect for him changes him. It empowers him. It enables him to be in a position where he can be a better lover of you, the wife. As he receives respect, then he can love and do a better job at loving his wife. And we're going to talk more about this. Now, he talks about in his book, and again, I'm going over this quickly because of time, but I'm going to share with you some of the highlights. He goes over what he calls a crazy cycle that develops. And here's what happens. Look at the top of the circle. Without love, the woman reacts with criticism, and he feels without respect. Without respect, he reacts by being cold and distant and unloving, and then it goes right back to the top of the circle. See what happens? Without love, she feels this negative reaction, and therefore she can criticize. He gets criticized. He interprets that. He feels, because of the criticism, he's not respected, and therefore he goes back to the non-loving. What happens when you do just the opposite? When he loves her, he empowers and motivates her to give him the respect that he so much desires. And when she gives him the respect, then he feels the desire to love her. And it feeds in a way. This is called the crazy cycle in a negative way here. There is a reaction, a defensive reaction that takes place. And Mr. Egerichs in his book discusses this thing. The wife might say when she comes to a counselor, does my husband love me as much as I love him? You know, for a woman to love is built into her very nature. That is just how she's built. Is she loves, she's nurturing, she's caring, she devotes herself and she gives herself for the sake of her husband. And so she may wonder, does my husband love me as much as I love him? That's one of the questions that comes up in counseling. If she feels that she's not being loved, she's tempted to become critical of him, which then doesn't make him more loving, but does the very opposite. Okay? Are you following me on this? Now, husbands, love your wife. She might complain, he doesn't love me. She wants love, he wants respect. She doesn't love me, and therefore he may react defensively saying, if she doesn't love me, or she doesn't respect me, then my reaction is defensive and I feel cold and distant and I don't want to give her that love. Now the love that the husband is instructed to give is unconditional love. It's agape love. It's the love that seeks what is best for her at all times. It's like the love God gave to us when he sent his son. In other words, he lays down his life for the sake of his wife. I said earlier and a moment ago that if the wife says to her husband, I respect you, that makes him feel good. It empowers him, enables him, so that he becomes the better lover. On the other side of the coin, if he says to his wife, I love you, it empowers and enables her so that she can become more respecting. So they feed off of each other. Where there is love from her husband, she reacts with respect. And with that respect that comes to him, he reacts with love. But you can reverse the thing or do the negative or the opposite thing of that very cycle. I would say, and I'm not an expert in this by any means, women have individual personal feelings of what makes them feel loved. And I have a lot to learn in that area. Okay? I admit that. My desire to know what makes my wife feel loved is something I'm trying to grow in. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to deepen in my understanding. Wives want to let their husbands know what makes them feel loved. Okay? The husbands know that she loves him, but husbands may feel she doesn't like him. And when a husband feels that he is not liked, he interprets that as no respect. Okay? So, we talked a moment for wives, respect your husbands. Now we talk about husbands, love your wives. Dislike by the wife can be interpreted as disrespect. What happened when we dated? As a couple dates before they're married, what does he do in the process of dating? Why, he does everything he can possibly do that's right. Am I right? There's a book by Harville Hendricks called Getting the Love You Want. It's another good book, Getting the Love You Want. Harville Hendricks, I would recommend you read that. And he talks about why do people get married. And I won't, it's too deep to go into at this moment. But he does say that in dating there is a certain amount of deception is the wrong word, but you put your best foot forward at all times in dating. You always strive not to do the wrong thing and always to do the right thing. So the woman feels, wow, he really loves me. He he's doing all these things, but then they get married, and then sometimes things change, do they not? You know, there's a change that takes place. She admired and approved him while they were dating, but then they get married, and he seems to act differently. He's not as loving, not as attentive, and then her admiration becomes disapproval while they're married. And there's where you have the potential for difficulties in marriage. If she is sarcastic to him, he processes that as disrespect. If he is careless to her, she processes that as unloving. Okay? So you see how it feeds off of each other. When the woman feels loved, she reacts with respect, which then feeds him with a reaction of being loving, and they feed each other. But if the opposite happens, if she feels unloved, she reacts with defensiveness and criticism, and he feels disrespected, next thing you know, he reacts with cold, distant, unloving things, and she feels unloved. So they feed each other. Now, I get this diagram from Dr. Eggerichs, okay? That's not my original thing. I'm sharing with you what he has shared. Remember what Paul said in Ephesians 5:33. He says, wives, be subject or respect your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. Why does he not tell husbands to respect your wives? Why does he not tell wives to love their husbands? Okay, something to think about. There's a reason behind that. He specifies to husbands, love your wife. He specifies to wives, respect your husband, because men and women are built differently. He is reminded to love because he needs the reminder. All right? Men are reminded to love their wives because he needs the reminder. Because we are not very bright sometimes on that area. We need to be told, love your wives. She is reminded to respect her husband because she needs the reminder. You see? That's why Paul tells the Ephesians. Now, I want to go to the third point. I want to share with you an illustration he gives, which I think is so simple and such a good illustration of how men and women look at the same situation and interpret it differently, completely differently. And this is from his book, okay? I think this is so good. The husband and wife, they're going to go to some dinner, let's say, some special dinner. She looks in the wardrobe of clothes and she says, I have nothing to wear. Yeah. Now what does that mean? She's got a whole line of dresses. What does she mean by that? I have nothing new to wear. He looks in his closet and looks at all of his clothes. He says, I have nothing to wear. But what does he mean? I have nothing clean to wear. The two use the same sentence and they mean different things. She says, I have nothing to wear, and it means I don't have something new, you know, sparkling to wear. He says, I have nothing to wear. It's not a case of I have nothing new to wear. I just don't have the clean clothes to wear. That's how men and women look at things and say things and mean different things. He describes it this way. Women are pink, men are blue. Women wear pink glasses and look at things through pink glasses, and men look at things through blue glasses, by the illustration I gave you. In a relationship of marriage, there are daily irritations. Daily irritations. Song of Solomon says this, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards. Song of Solomon 2, verse 15. And isn't that what happens in a husband and wife relationship? The little foxes just kind of gnaw away at that relationship. Love and respect are connected. The husband loving his wife and the wife respecting her husband are connected in a very healthy and productive and good way. And that's what Paul tells us. She needs love. He needs respect. They have done surveys, I'm told, of large numbers of men, husbands. And when they boil down what the basic complaint that husbands have is, not that they're not loved, it's that they have this sense that they are not respected. And they've done surveys of women in large numbers, and their complaint is, the fundamental weakness is, not that she's not respected, but that she is not loved, that she's not receiving the love that she so desires. And that's what eats away at a relationship. But here's something else to think about. A husband must love a disrespectful life, a wife. A husband still must love a disrespectful wife. And a wife must respect an unloving husband. That's hard to do. It's hard to do. We're instructed as husbands to love our wife even if she's disrespectful. And our wives are instructed to love or to respect even when the husband is unloving. And that's a difficult challenge, is it not? I mean, what's our natural reaction? Our natural reaction is to get defensive. Here's what the man says. I will love my wife after she respects me. And what does the wife say? I will respect my husband after he loves me. When he feels disrespected, it is hard to love his wife. When she feels unloved, it is hard to respect her husband. His reaction to her is fed by respect or no respect. Her reaction to him is fed by love or no love. Don't wait for the other to produce your reaction. Make a positive decision. And this also, and I would stress this as throwing in on the side, this also stresses the common sense that marriage is a man and a woman. You cannot give these kinds of instructions that Paul gives to same-sex couples. You can't do it. Men and women are different. And so Paul gives instructions to husbands to love their wives, and he gives instructions to wives to respect their husbands. And that goes out the window in the attempt to try and redefine marriage of two men or two women. Now I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3. All right? 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Listen closely to what Peter says. We've already looked at what Paul says, how he instructs husbands, love your wives, don't be bitter against them. He instructs wives, respect your husbands. And then he says, God says through Peter, 1 Peter 3, 1 and 2, in the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives as they observe your chaste and, notice, respectful behavior. So here's a wife who's married to either a carnal Christian or an unbeliever, and she's not going to win him to Christ by criticism. She's going to display Christian character and qualities that win his heart and influence his heart to listen to the Word of God, listen to the message of the gospel, and do what God wants to be done. Respect is without conditions, and love is without conditions. Wives, if you want to love a husband, best way to show it is by respect, and that will incite him to love. Closing out. Wives, the words can hurt and seem disrespectful. Husbands, your words can hurt and seem as unloving. So each one has a responsibility. The husband is to do those things to love his wife. The wife is to do those things to respect her husband. And what you have then is the makings for a beautiful and deep and satisfying relationship. That is the essence of what we're talking about here. The negative crazy cycle that he talks about is, without love, she reacts defensively, and she may criticize. He feels disrespected. He reacts defensively, and he reacts with cold and distance and unloving. When you reverse that pattern, then you have a different mix. So, love, respect, and the home, the result of happy relation, or will be happy relationships. And I want to share with that with you. This book is a fabulous book. I've put the title up there. I've put the author up there, and you might want to get it and read it yourself. Okay? If you want to become a Christian this morning, today is a wonderful opportunity to do so. Do you believe in Jesus? Are you willing to turn from your sins? Are you willing to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins? If you are, you will meet the biblical requirements for salvation. And we invite you to come now as we stand and sing.